Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 280326. Amen. You are welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour, a moment of divine encounter, a season of transformation, and a platform where destinies are aligned with God's eternal purpose. I want you to get ready because your life is about to shift, your story is about to change, and your crown is about to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, it's our month of rooted and built up. It's also our year of greater rewards. But today, our theme is crown after trial. Crown after trial. And our scripture focus is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. James 1, 12. And it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen. I want us to quickly reflect on that scripture. Beloved, I want you to hear this and let it settle in your spirit. Endurance is the pathway to enthronement. Every crown is hidden behind a trial. Every glory is wrapped in a process. God does not crown convenience. He crowns consistency. He does not reward quitting. He rewards endurance. The change and the challenge you are facing is not meant to break you. It is designed to build you. It is proving your faith, strengthening your roots, and preparing you for what is ahead. If you can stand the test, you will wear the crown in the mighty name of Jesus. If you refuse to give up, you will surely go up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your trial is not your end. It is your preparation. Don't use your present situation to judge yourself or to make it to be the conclusion of your life. Your trial is not your end, it is your preparation. And I declare to you today, your crown is closer to you than you think in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's quickly go to prophetic declarations. Lift your voice wherever you are and declare with me, with power and with faith and with conviction, that God is going to answer your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, there is power in your declaration. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to endure every trial in my life. I receive grace to endure every trial in my life. I decree and I declare, my faith will not fail under pressure. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over you hearing me that your faith will not fail under pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every challenge that I face is working for my perfection, my establishment, is working for my settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus, say that one again. Every challenge that I face is working for my perfection, is working for my establishment, and for my settlement. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to give up. I am rising stronger. I am wiser and better. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I refuse to give up. I'm rising stronger, wiser, and better. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I overcome discouragement. I overcome fear. I overcome weariness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare what was meant to break me is building me. What was meant to break me is building me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy to my life that I am rooted, I am grounded, I am unshakable. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare every trial in my life is producing a testimony. Every trial in my life is producing a testimony from testimony to testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive divine strength to stand firm until my change comes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I decree in the name of Jesus, after this season, after this season, I enter into my glory. It is going to be from glory to glory for me in the mighty name of Jesus, from strength to strength, from power to power, in the mighty name of Jesus, from breakthrough to breakthrough, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree my suffering is turning into celebration. I decree that my suffering is turning into celebration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My delay is turning into divine decoration in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that my trial are turning into triumph. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the crown of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the crown of victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the crown of divine approval. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, I am strengthened. I am established. I am settled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will not miss my reward. In the name of Jesus, I will not lose my crown. I will finish strong. I will finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my testimony shall be loud and undeniable. My testimony shall be loud and undeniable. In the name of Jesus, my testimony will be strong enough that my enemies, they shall not be able to deny it. My enemy shall be forced to rejoice with me. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pray quickly. I want you to hear this word of knowledge. God might have even shown you this one by yourself, one way or the other, maybe in your dream or anywhere. The power scattering your life. But today, as the prayer was going on, I see such power, that force, scattering your life, scattering your family, scattering everything that you are doing. I see that power. I see it being confronted. It's being confronted and dismantled by divine intervention. I see God raising up help to help you. The forces of oppression scattering and disrupting your life. The power that is breaking unity, that is causing instability and hindering progress. There are individuals, you are hearing me now. Your life is experiencing scattering, loss of focus, broken opportunities, fragmented relationship, or repeated setback. But God is saying something. It's not just refilling the forces that is dealing with you. God is refilling that the carpenters rose up, divine agents. They are assigned to destroy and overturn those powers that rose up against you, those powers oppressing you. God is raising carpenters to overturn their power, to cast them away. In the mighty name of Jesus, by prophetic insight, every force that has scattered your efforts, the one that has scattered your family or your destiny, is being dismantled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, what was broken is coming back together by divine intervention. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is raising divine helpers and instruments to fight for you and restore your dignity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the carpenters that I saw represent God's appointed instrument. It represents people, systems, and supernatural intervention sent to terrify and to cast out opposing forces in your life and in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the oppression was so intense that no man could lift up his head or her head. This is speaking of loss of confidence. It's speaking of discouragement and suppression. But God is responding with strategic, is sending helpers and authority, is responding with strategic instrument that will help you. But by prophetic insight, help is rising for you. Destiny helpers, divine connections, and supernatural assistance are being activated for you, for your family. You will lift up your head again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your season of suppression is ending. God is restoring your voice, is restoring your confidence and your visibility. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the effect of the force was to bring you so low that you could not lift up your head. A condition of fear, a condition of limitation and intimidation and invisibility. But the carpenters that came, they came to reverse that condition, to remove oppressions and restore freedom in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is not just stopping the attack. He is restoring your position, your boldness, and your expression. In the name of Jesus Christ, by prophetic insight, you will rise again. Your voice will be heard again. Your presence will be felt again. And your influence will be restored again. In the name of Jesus, the days of hiding and suppression are over. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you, anyone in that condition, that every force of oppression against your life is broken. Every force scattering your destiny is destroyed. Every helpers arising for you, divine helpers arising for you. You will lift up your head. You will rise in confidence and power. Your season of restoration has come in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In continuation of our prophetic declarations, I want you to hear something clearly. Do not interpret your trials as rejection. They are divine preparation. God is investing in you. Heaven is working on you. Glory is ahead of you. You stay rooted, stay steadfast, stay committed, stay connected to the kingdom of God. Be committed to the things of God. Be part of the development of the kingdom of God. Be part of it. Let the kingdom of God be a priority to you, because very soon your crown will speak in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. In closing, I want to remind you, this is your prophetic declaration hour, where trials turn to triumph and destinies are crowned with glory. Go forth today, rooted, built up, and fully assured your crown is guaranteed. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep declaring, keep believing, and keep standing, because your testimony is the next. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember that this is your host, Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. And in case you want to reach out to me, dial +234 9022 352 952. And don't forget to keep on sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed. The more people are blessed, the more you too, you are blessed. Your blessings will multiply in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Until I come your way again, keep being blessed, be eternally blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.